Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio WLOH. This is the Humane Society News Show. Corey Schoonover and myself, Tina, get the opportunity to be with you here each and every week. Lucky you all.
Yeah.
You know, I
everyone looks forward
that.
To it.
I'm certain that they do. You just never know what you're going to get. No, we're going to talk about, of course, the animals over at the shelter and the importance of keeping your animals, safe and cool, especially in the hot heat. And also, there are some animals that have anxiety when you have thunderstorms that take place. Yeah. So we can go ahead and talk about that. And I also know that there's an event that's going to take place here in the Old Pickerington Village of the Old Pickerington area, I guess is what they call it. Yeah, I've not been there, but anyways.
I call Old Pickerington,
Yep, and it's a pet fest, so that'll be lots of fun to discuss and share with everybody. But we'll give you the details here in a little bit. Corey, let's talk a little bit about that, what I had just mentioned about pet safety and caring for the pet. Yeah, some of us may think, oh, it's common sense, but there are people known to take their pets out because the pets enjoy the ride in the car. Maybe they'll do it on their way to the grocery store. And when it's this time of year, rather there may be a thunderstorm coming or it's really warm and hot. I mean, they really don't have a place. Yeah, sometimes you can hide up under the seat of the car. But if you've got a bigger dog, that's not always going to be the place they're going to want to hide. And I'm talking about in the thunderstorm part of it. We could talk about the heat part of it as well. But yeah.
Just leave your pet at home. We get into so many situations, especially this time of year, and I like to err on the side of maybe someone just didn't think about it, but when you put animals in those type of situations, intentional or not intentional, it can just cause a whole load of problems. Mm-hmm. You know, and let's start with your pets in the car. My dogs like to ride in the car too, you know, but if I'm going somewhere and they're riding with me, they're going in. We get a lot of grocery store calls. You got to think that when it's 85 degrees out, it's like 105 or 110 in your car.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you're leaving the windows down a crack, it doesn't matter. You know, when even this time of year, when you get out of your car and go in somewhere for 10 minutes, when you come back out, it's just as hot or hotter than when you initially got in, like, wow, it's hot in here.
Oh, yeah. I've said it several times just recently in recent days.
I saw this picture posted on Facebook, and it reminds me of this situation. It was a picture of a small dog, a chihuahua or something, and it was in the back window of the car, mm-hmm. and I can't even remember what the saying was, but it was something all along the lines of, I'll show you not to leave me in the car, and the dog's doing its business in the back windshield. So it was pretty funny because it's like, you know, that's the funny side of it, but that just goes to show, like, they might enjoy riding in the car, but they're not going to enjoy sitting in the car.
No, even
and
if
it's
you have,
dangerous.
Right. Even if you have plans and going to the park with your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Make arrangements that you will take the dog back home again.
Mm-hmm.
Because even with chihuahuas, okay, let me back up. No matter what size of the dog, it's still going to hurt them. Now, I even know, though, there are some dogs who are more likely to have strokes than others due to heat because of the type of breed that they are. But that doesn't even matter. That shouldn't even play into any of it at all.
We've said it before.
Don't do it.
Even with Cola, if it's uncomfortable for you, it's probably uncomfortable for them.
Right. Now, what suggestions do you have for somebody who they do plan on taking their dogs to the park or dog to the park? Should they always have a water bottle or dish or something like that for the dog?
Yeah, you can get
these. Of course, for yourself, but for the dog as well.
Because you can get these collapsible water dishes nowadays anywhere. So it needs to... You know, dogs generally breathe, you know, when they're panting, they're getting warm, they're breathing through their mouth, that's where they're trying to cool down that way. So you want to have some water on hand for them, the same as you would for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think the better question or to ask, especially for our listeners, is what do you do if you see that someone's left their animal in the car?
Okay.
The fastest way to get that taken care of is to call the police department.
Okay.
Because, you know, calling us is great. At the same time, you know, if we're busy, let's say you have to leave a message, that's not going to cut it. You can always get a hold of the police department, and they are very good with, they don't like it just as much as we don't like it, and they will send an officer out immediately, and if they can't get a hold, they will take your animal out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
We've had that done before. So that's animal cruelty.
Should you be confrontational with the person that has the animal in the car?
Doesn't really get you anywhere.
Except for maybe an assault if you get very angry, and we don't want that to happen. You know, not at all.
You know, generally, if you see that, let's say a grocery store. Generally, you can go into the grocery store, say, hey, someone's left their animal in the car. Grocery store will page, like, you that person, you need to go back to your car.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, by the time you get back to the car, the police department is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as bad as leaving a child in the car. So they are there. I mean, we had a situation even maybe a month ago. Someone that I knew texted me and said, hey, we're at the park and there's a dog in the car. And what do I do? And I knew before I could even get there, the fastest thing to do is call the police department. She sat there, wait, they were there within 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
And they will open your car without and take your animal there. Out.
Yeah. Well,
if it looks to be that the animal's in need or is under duress, mm-hmm. they will get the animal out of the car, and then they'll sit there and wait, and they won't have anything pleasant to say to you when you get back.
Right.
So
just don't do it, like you said.
Yeah,
just
don't do it. There. It's not worth the 5 minute enjoyment for your dog to take that ride and then have to sit in the car.
Now, there are all of these automatic remote mm-hmm. starts. So if somebody, you know where
it's
I'm going with this, some
yeah.
people may leave their dog in their windows cracked with the air conditioner on.
And we've been in that situation before where people mm-hmm. will drive by and then will show up and realize that the car's on, mm-hmm. locked, air conditioning's on.
So you should be careful
so
with that.
So I suppose, yeah, I mean, when you do see something like that, you might do a little bit of investigating.
Mm-hmm.
We had that happen to our humane officer one time.
Oh, no.
Yep. And, the truck was on and the dog was in there and while he was on a complaint.
Right, right.
You know, it happened to be.
Does he usually travel with one of the dogs?
He used to. You know, Mac is older Great Dane who's kind of retired now, has a harder time getting up in the truck, but, on a complaint and someone called the police department on him, and shame on the Humane Society for having. So some people, okay. You know, we just said don't take your animals in the car, and I just told you that our Humane Society,
well,
our
humane
officer's
done
that.
I know what you're saying, but if you want to keep your car secured,
yeah,
with the keys in it, you need to actually technically own the automatic start.
Yeah, remote start helps.
Remote start, because yeah. then you can
if
secure
you're leaving
your car,
the car
turn
on
it
with
on
the
with
AC
the
blast,
so.
And then I don't have anything negative to say. But
yeah.
just
now, of course, the Lancaster Police, I'm sure, would say, don't leave your car unsecure with it on and the keys in it.
No,
you
that's a whole nother
so,
problem you'll
right,
have.
Right, right, so. Yeah. But I know it is that time to take a break. Maybe we'll continue this to step back. But I know I got what you're saying. But anyways, you're listening to the Humane Society News Show here on Talk Radio WLOH. And we will be back here in just a few minutes.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?